This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labez, and this is The Rundown. Leaders of the Chicago Teachers Union and Chicago Public Schools have landed a potential contract deal. Sources close to negotiations say the package now heads to a union committee on Monday afternoon. And if that committee approves, it will go to elected union representatives, and they will decide whether to pass it along to the full membership for ratification. The Teachers Union has been negotiating for more than a year, and if the contract is approved, this would be the first time in more than 15 years a contract has been set without a strike vote or a strike. The Chicago law firm, targeted by a punishing executive order from President Trump, is fighting back in federal court. My colleague Dave McKinney reports in a new lawsuit, the firm Jenner & Block says Trump's order against it violates the firm's First Amendment rights. Jenner is behind several other lawsuits that challenge the administration's executive orders on immigration and funding cuts, and it once employed a lawyer that investigated the 2016 Trump campaign's alleged ties to Russia. And because of that, Trump wants to limit access for Jenner's 900-plus lawyers to federal buildings and to administration officials. Trump also demands the government contractors disclose if they do business with Jenner. Jenner says 40% of its revenues come from clients who have government contracts. Jenner is asking a federal judge in Washington to block these attacks. Inflation continues to plague shoppers in the Chicago area. A Chicago-based research firm called Circana says the majority of cost increases because of newly proposed tariffs will mean higher prices on a range of imported goods. Hagen Dost owns a brewery on Chicago's north side and says inflation and potential tariffs are creating confusion for patrons and staff.
The uncertainty, I think, is causing people to stay home because nobody knows where the economy is going. And then if we're back in an inflationary cycle, everybody that works for us is out there experiencing inflation and is going to need to make up for it or cut back themselves.
Dost says tariffs could have direct impacts on his business, but there are other problems to navigate, including the possibility of fewer tourists from Europe and Canada this summer. The Chicago Bulls bested the L.A. Lakers last night in what might be the wildest finish in the NBA this season. Bulls guard Josh Giddey fired off a buzzer-beating half-court shot to give the team a win, 119-117. Lakers coach J.J. Redick says it was a hell of a way to lose a basketball game, and Giddey called it a special moment.
Kind of black out in those type of moments, and, we went from I shot a ball at half court. We ended up in the corner in the crowd, and the celebrations went on for a little bit.
The game also bought Giddey's fifth triple-double. The only Bulls player with more in a season was Michael Jordan with 15 during the season in 1988 and 89. Up next for the Bulls, they take on the Dallas Mavericks at home Saturday night. Well, some warmer weather has finally arrived, but by Sunday night, snow could be back in the mix. Daytime temps will be in the high 70s today and in the high 60s throughout the weekend. David King is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
For Chicago itself, the normal value for, late March is typically in the 50s. So it is certainly well above, your typical normal values that you would experience this time of year.
King says the weekend will also be rainy. There's a chance of strong or severe storms on Sunday. So we have sunny, warm conditions, a high in the upper 70s, and then tonight, clear and breezy, a low in the upper 50s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labez. Thanks for listening.